Gary Gardner with it. Left-handed dribble. To Jillian Ritchie. Thought about feeding it inside. Fans wanted to travel. Here's Danny Blake. Layup up. Good. And the foul.
Mix 93 WKMJ. We turn to women's basketball. The women's basketball team from Michigan Tech continues to roll. They are undefeated in GLIAC play, 8-0 after a couple of wins Thursday and Saturday, beating Lake Erie 81-57 and Ashland 66-61. And how good does that Ashland win feel for Coach Cameron? Always nice to beat the Eagles, isn't it?
It is always nice to beat the Eagles, and it was especially nice at their place.
Coach, a big win, but you got two of them, and you sweep the South Division, and obviously you couldn't have done better than that. Is that something that you thought was a possibility after sitting in for a week off after the Duluth game?
I don't know if we that wasn't actually something that we had stated in the beginning of the year or anything like that. After we got a couple early. You start to think about it, and then especially when it comes down to the last two games and you have an opportunity to do that and to get those wins, and you can make it a goal and you can make it something that you can accomplish as a team, we put a little bit more emphasis on it, and the girls were excited to be able to do that because it is kind of a chapter in the season.
And only one of two teams in the conference that have still undefeated, Wayne State being the other one. They swept the South Division as well. And are they a little bit of a surprise this year?
Not Wayne State, no. No, they're not a surprise at all. They got a couple really good transfers, and one of them was the second or third leading scorer in the nation in Division I before she transferred to Wayne State. So we expected them to be very tough.
How about Danny Blake's play? I mean, obviously she played unbelievable, and it wasn't just offense. She scored 32 points, but she really held their leading scorer down as well during that game.
I think that was the best thing. That was fun for us to be able to see that Danny is capable of. We put her on Taylor Woods, who is one of their best players, almost 20 points a game, and Danny holds her to 3-for-14. And when that game started, she didn't know how to slow down. You know, we put her on their best player, and I think she was so focused on that she couldn't let herself get slower or softer or less intense on the offensive end. You know, throughout the game, she played for the full 40 minutes. Again, she held the Taylor Woods to 3-for-14, and she's the first one down the floor every time. She's the only one that chased the ball across the court. We're telling her to stay so that she doesn't waste any energy, and she's sprinting across the court. I mean, she was on a basketball high that day and obviously was very successful. We got her, and we were able to get her the basketball. She finished some tough, unbelievable shots, but had, I mean, altogether had an all-time awesome game.
A game that was on CBS Sports Network. What kind of feedback did you get from fans and family and friends about the game being on TV?
It's been unbelievable, the number of people, and not just old women's basketball players. It's been alumni from Texas and alumni from Arizona that have written in and just said how proud they were to be a Michigan Tech alum, and I think that's the most important thing that you could ask for. It was a stage for the Michigan Tech basketball team to play on and represent our school very well, and I thought that we did that, and giving everybody else an opportunity to see us play, and especially with such a big game, was really something special.
Was it on the minds at all of the players or you going in about the television coverage? I mean, we've had it before. Obviously, you've been on the national stage before, but it doesn't happen very often. Do you try to block it out, or does it affect you at all going into that game?
No, I thought the girls handled it really well. The only real part where you realize it is kind of once you get to the game and there's a lot more people and there's a little more hustle and bustle. But as far as anything that would affect their game, there's not really. So I think they kind of put it out of their minds, or at least it didn't obviously affect them. I don't know, maybe Danny wants to be a TV star because she was pretty good in that instance. But I thought they did a fantastic job. And the other thing was the media timeouts. I was a little bit worried about those. That the sports station has 2 or 3 minute segments to fill during those timeouts, and they have a 2-hour block as a whole, And so I wasn't sure if that was going to be a really long time for the girls, but it actually didn't affect us as much as I thought it would. I thought it would be a very long, grueling 3 minutes, but it wasn't as bad as I thought, and I thought the kids handled it really good.
Danny Blake's performance in this game, 32 points, and obviously was the go-to player for us. Is that make you feel better as a coach? Are you now maybe a little concerned that the team might be leaning on her too much as we go down the stretch? Because we've been very balanced up until this point.
No, I think, the way we're kind of trying to look at it is, one, you know, I think Danny obviously would like to be more consistent as a whole and overall, which I think that she's, you know, this will really propel her entering into the North. I don't think she's going to be able to do that every night, which is okay. I think that in another game, you know, she's maybe not going to get 19 shots. I still believe in the balance that we have, and I believe had she not gotten the ball that many times, that other people would have been a little bit more involved. That was working for us, and it was our game plan to continue to do what was working for us. I mean, she really literally couldn't be stopped. She couldn't be slowed down. So that was what worked for us that game. And you know, it's kind of like feeding the hot hand when you don't have, you know, you're necessarily your all-star. I think all of our players are obviously very capable, but she was the one that game who was going to get it done, and I thought we did a great job getting her the basketball, and I think that those people have changed in different games.
Coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team is with us on Huskies Drive Time. Ferris State on Thursday. Coach, what are we looking for there?
They have the preseason conference player of the year on their team with Sarah Deshone, which I think we all remember. She's a senior this year, and their freshman of the year post player from 2 years ago is back from an ACL injury. So they come in tough, strong. They're going to play zone. They're going to play man. They're very fast. They're very talented. They have a couple losses, but their losses are in very close games. So I think it's always going to be very competitive. They have players that can absolutely win, and we have to make sure that we're ready.
What do you obviously good to be back at home in front of our fans, and the students and band should be back. What does the atmosphere add to your team?
Man, I miss the band. I really, really miss them, and I can't wait for them to be back and for the students to be able to watch us play and really start to get into the basketball season, hopefully. The atmosphere here is always an advantage, and we love playing at home and being able to sleep in our beds. And starting the North at home is especially important. Just, you know, we're like, again, I said, kind of starting that second chapter, and we want to be able to do it with every benefit and advantage that we can, and being at home is definitely our advantage.
Very good. Ferris State on Thursday. Game starts at 5:30. Grand Valley State at 1 on Saturday afternoon. It's women's basketball ahead of Michigan Tech men's basketball. Doubleheader action both Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. Nice to have you back home, Coach, and good luck this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
All right, Coach Kim Cameron here on Mix 93 WKMJ. That's not it. We've got more Drive Time coming up right after these.